This is University Beats. I'm Mark Schreiner. Kayla Cole is going to graduate this year. As a matter of fact, the University of South Florida Public Health major has already marched in this May's commencement ceremonies. But the 22-year-old Cole still has 9 credit hours left to take during the summer.
I'm taking occupational health and safety, I'm taking survey human disease, and I'm taking film art.
However, Cole says those 3 classes will cost her around $4,000.
So I would either take out more loans or I would take on more work hours and work a lot more harder just, you know, be able to pay for it.
But USF has unveiled a pilot program this summer to pay the full tuition for students who have 12 credits or less to complete their undergraduate degrees. Cole says she was surprised when she received an email announcing the scholarship.
And I thought it was fake. I really didn't think it was real at all. I had to sit there and read it over and over again just, you know, to see if it was legitimate.
The offer was indeed real. Provost Ralph Wilcox says it's the latest in a series of efforts to get college students to graduate quicker. For example, USF's Take 15 program encourages students to take 15 credit hours a semester, enabling them to reach the 120 hours required for most degrees in 4 years.
We estimate for every year that a student saves going to college at the University of South Florida, it's about $20,000 in savings.
That becomes even more pronounced for out-of-state students. Wilcox says so far between 150 and 200 students have signed up for the program, including a handful who received university approval to take more than 12 credit hours.
They see the opportunity to come back to school in the summer and graduate in August as a very real advantage over having to prolong their education into the fall semester or even into fall and spring.
Wilcox adds that by graduating sooner, students can get to work, another key priority for the school.
The University of South Florida leads the state of Florida in the percentage of students that are actually employed 1 year after graduation. We're very proud of that. It speaks to the demand in the marketplace and the excitement that future employers have in identifying USF graduates.
But the timing of the summer scholarships is, at least on the surface, interesting. Students were informed of the pilot program in May, right around the time the summer A and C semesters were starting. That was also near when Florida lawmakers made a controversial last-minute change to state preeminence terms, taking USF out of the running for as much as $11 million a year in additional state funds. But Wilcox replies to questions about the timing of the scholarship program indirectly. He says the school is always looking at ways to improve both its 4- and 6-year graduation rates, and hopefully the state will recognize USF for that.
We're going to continue to drive toward high levels of performance that we expect will be rewarded through performance-based funding, will be rewarded through preeminence. Ultimately, but much more important to us, is serving the needs of our students and getting our students through and out into the next stage of their careers, whether that's moving out into the workforce or moving on to graduate school.
And for Kayla Cole, that means she'll be able to join the Federal Civic Service Agency, AmeriCorps, later this year and begin what she hopes will be a career of helping others.
I'm so used to being comfortable, and I want to be uncomfortable, and I want to see what people go through and kind of connect with people and show them like there's a lot of people out here who are still compassionate about other people's lives besides their own.
The Summer Degree Completion Scholarship, which includes tuition fees and access to required textbooks, is still being offered for students currently attending class or planning to attend the upcoming Summer B semester. For more information, visit our webpage, wusfnews.org. For University Beats, I'm Mark Schreiner.